This is Tim Hambrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Bee colony collapse led to the formation of Project Apis M back in 2006, and recent losses in U.S. commercial honeybees led to the question of what have we learned about why these bees keep dying? Project Apis M Executive Director Danielle Downey says it ultimately tends to boil down to what she calls the four Ps.
That's parasites. We know that there's a mite that is killing bees, and it's been a problem now and a primary management problem for beekeepers for decades. That mite feeds on the blood of bees and acts like a dirty needle, spreading viruses, and those viruses are becoming increasingly detrimental.
So those are the first two of the four Ps, parasites and pathogens. The other two include pesticides and poor nutrition.
Pesticides are always a risk for bees. If they move from crop to crop, they're getting exposed to chemicals and cocktails that are hard to predict the impact. It may not kill bees right away, but it could accumulate and have sublethal effects that all add up to a bad outcome. And poor nutrition. When we say poor nutrition, we mean there's not enough flowers on the landscape to support healthy bees.
Project Apis M recently conducted a study of U.S. commercial beekeepers that indicated 41% of the nation's bees were lost over this past winter. This is Tim Hambrich with the Ag Information Network.